Hello, my name is Gert Dunbar. This is Type Radio. Now we are talking.
And what is it, what qualities do you think Derek has that you don't have, and vice versa?
I think this is a brilliant question. I must give you a compliment for that question. You start.
Well, computers.
No, but what, yeah.
No, I don't know. Yeah, it's stupid to say I don't know, but... Well, the quality my father has is he has a very good feeling of going on with people. I mean, I think he can, in a few seconds, he knows what kind of person he has in front of him. He sits in front of him, and then he can deal with that in that way. I don't have that so good as he has, I think. And I don't know what, yeah.
So what qualities do you think he has?
Well, he takes more time for things. I'm too restless. In my opinion, he calculates more wisely than I do regarding taking decisions, regarding fixing things on the wall. my things always fall off the wall. When he helps me fixing things, they never fall off the wall. That is a sort of metaphor for it.
The screen is still there, by the way.
So that is he's more calm in calculating and reacting towards things, and I'm, you know, sort of speed up, want to carry on.
So what made you decide to work together again?
Do you work together?
Yeah, well, that is those are the plans. It's a sort of
secret.
No, well, yeah, well, it is not real.
In the same
but now it's on Type Radio, so millions of people will know it.
Yeah.
No, it is not. It is when jobs are coming, and if I can help him, I give him advice, and a few jobs which I might do, I ask his help for the computer. It is very informal.
I just use him.
But we can get on very well, let's put it
no,
that way.
No, but you were, I mean, more working together in the same space.
Yeah, but it's also, I mean, the plans are a bit like there will be finally things, because we never worked together. That's strange, but it never happened. And when I was like 16 or 18, we couldn't get along with each other at all, I think.
No, come on.
Well, I maybe not that dramatic, but... No.
You wouldn't have worked together with your father then?
No, definitely not. But now, I really would like to do it. And we started to maybe a little bit already.
Yeah, who knows? What you have to wait.
But see, for example, you both seem to be collectors in the way, like, there's a lot of, you collect computers and you collect motorbikes. Is there? Do you think that also is a similarity you share? Yes. Next thing you know, I'm going to be swallowing this, but it's okay. Change subject. Why do you collect motorbikes, basically?
Why do you collect motorbikes?
Well,
good question.
The thing is, it is not motorbikes. It is pre-war French motorbikes.
Okay, but...
And I
how
have.
How does that start? I mean,
well, no. Well, it started actually with Derek.
Yeah,
we were
in
France one day. We were walking together, and then I saw in a garage an old bicycle for sale. I said to him, "Hey, Derek." Oh no, it was with Leonie.
And then we picked it up.
Because I was personally always interested in technique throughout my life. From child onwards, I was playing with Meccano. I was always doing technical things. And in the army, I was at the transportation department, so we had to learn the car from inside out and that sort of thing. Then we found this motorcycle in France. And why France? Because I think the French are genius, technically speaking. To make a very long story short, if you can design the most beautiful car of the 20th century, which is the Citroën DS, the Snook, which is still way ahead as a car in its form and concept, then as a culture, you must be, technically speaking, genius. The same with the Citroën before the war, with front-wheel drive, traction avant, which is also a French invention. Then we come to the Deux Chevaux, which is... I saw it in a auto museum in Texas, the ugliest car in the world, but they forget to say that it was the most, technically the most genius car in the world, and also economically a success. If you think on the Concorde, which is a plane which is not flying anymore, super fast plane, which was a joint effort with France and England, but also the infrastructure in France, and you have the TGV, the high-speed train. So in other words, technically speaking, the French have something extra which we miss, and certainly the German society, because Germans are also very technically, but they are solid. And in France, everything falls apart. But that doesn't matter. It is, from a concept point of view, further than any other culture in the world, in my opinion. I find the same things back in the early optimistic construction of French motorcycles. I can show you examples of motorcycles which are made in the 20s that you cannot believe your eyes. They were totally crazy about pushing the envelope technically, but also from a design point of view. That is my passion with my collection of French motorcycles, apart from the fact that they made in those days beautiful posters. Graphic design for motorcycles was really a big thing, and also propaganda brochures and technical brochures. They were really top of the bill. Beautiful typography, beautiful printing, beautiful quality of paper. I collect that as well. So it is graphic design and motorcycles. In fact, on Thursday I will give a lecture at the Royal Academy of Art on the relation between pre-war French motorcycles and modern typography. You are welcome, if you like.
Type radio.org.